Good morning, and a beautiful morning it is, as actually it is every morning, albeit different, but beautiful. This morning I want to talk about a subject that I personally need to remind myself of every day, and it's better to do it early to remind yourself every morning. It's about giving thanks, gratitude, thanksgiving. My theme is that giving thanks gives power. Power for living, power for happiness. Giving thanks to God is an important directive in the scriptures. And it's not just because, oh, God really wants us to say, praise God, praise God, praise God. Do you feel better, God? No. Because it's so important to our own hearts, bodies, and souls with the benefits that it gives us. You know, you can give thanks even if you don't feel it. And in the giving of thanks at some point, don't be surprised if you will feel it later after you've acted it out. And giving thanks does, in fact, bring you into the present, because the thing you're thankful for is something that's here and now, even if it's a memory that you praise God that you have. And the greater your gratitude, the fuller and more joyful, comforting, and comforted is your present moment. Let me give you some reflections in these next few minutes on gratitude, giving thanks, first from the scriptures. Let's turn first to the Psalm, Psalm 30. Wow. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. I really love that last part. You know, yeah, there will be weeping, and it'll linger for the night, but there will be a morning, and with it will come joy. And then there's Psalm 40. The first time I read this as a young man in my 20s really was after God had saved my life. And I remember crying. These words meant so much to me. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. That's exactly what happened, by the way, folks. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. Wow. And then there's Psalm 103. And the first verse, some years ago, I did a day-long retreat on gratitude and thanksgiving. And this first verse of Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That was something that we repeated throughout the day. We would just all at once stop and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Could you do that? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I even put music to it, but I won't I won't sing it for you now, but I had the participants sing it. Stop everything. Do it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. But it goes on. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, who crowned you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What would your life be like if you practiced saying that? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And from the New Testament, nothing beats this passage of Paul from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See, it'll happen as a sequence. You do that, you're going to have the peace of Christ. Finally, beloved, and as I say this, ask yourself, do I do this during the day? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Yeah, focus there. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. I may come back to that if there's time later in the show. Now let me turn to some, I guess, more recent reflections of some wonderful people, beginning with Melody Beattie. Some great statements that really touch my heart about the power of thanksgiving and the importance of gratitude. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough. It's an important word to me, folks. And more, it turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Wow. And for me, you know, gratitude, it's about having a sufficiency, enough. You may not have everything you need. You may not have everything you want. Who does? And maybe we'd be miserable if we did. But it's enough for now. You got to think sufficiency. Next, can you see the holiness in those things you take for granted? A paved road or a washing machine? If you concentrate on finding what is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures the soul. That's Rabbi Harold Kushner. Wow. I'll come back to that because that's important. The invariable mark of wisdom is to see the miraculous in the common. Just to pick up, you know, the beauty of the earth this morning with the humidity and the changing of the seasons. Amazing. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that. You cannot be grateful and unhappy at the same time. Do you agree? You think that's true? Like you can't be hungry and fearful at the same time because you got your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. And the parasympathetic calms you, gets your stomach acids going and enables you to eat. But the sympathetic, that's your fight or flight response, shuts down the eating. The same thing with gratitude and unhappiness. That's R.J. Ryan. The more light you allow within you, the brighter the world you live in will be. Shakti Gawan. That it will never be again what is makes life so sweet. You know, do you ever wondered if we had all eternity just to live and no one died? And, you know, you wouldn't have to call Uncle George this week, next week, or whenever, because he's not going to get sick and die. And it's the fact that things are so fragile that furthers us to appreciate, to take in, to give thanks for, as well as grieve the loss of. It's all a part of joy and sorrow. Realize deeply that the present moment is really all you have. Eckhart Tolle. All we have is the present moment. We have memories. We have hopes. We carry those along. But it's entering into the present. Mindfulness, which is now so big in so many different circles, mindfulness means to enter in the present. It means to bring your heart and mind, fully into the present. Just like, okay, open up to what is. So when I walked outside this morning to get to my car to come to the radio station, I just wanted to sense the smell in the autumn air and what is, and be fully present in the feeling. Whatever we are waiting for, peace of mind, contentment, grace, the inner awareness of simple abundance, it will surely come to us, but only when we are ready to receive it with an open and grateful heart. It's so sad to think of people who are ungrateful because they're blocking off the very things that could heal their ingratitude. They're not open to joy. They're not open to smiling children's faces, the things that can bring us back to gratitude. Our workaday world, oh, that was Evelyn, Elaine Vaughn, by the way. Our workaday lives are filled with opportunities to bless others. The power of a single glance or an encouraging smile must never be underestimated. Who smiled at you yesterday? Do you remember anybody smiling at you? I do. Who did you smile at? I hope I smiled at some people. It's those little recognitions of others. Wherever I go, I do work at trying to connect with people directly. A smile, a how are you, whatever it is. I think, first of all, it makes me feel better, and it seems that sometimes it makes others feel better. Wow. That was G. Richard Rieger. Oh, this one. I really like next. Let us rise up and be thankful. For if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. So let us all be thankful. You know who said that? The Buddha. Bitterness is a poison that snuffs the light of our souls, hardening us to life's pleasures and joys by keeping us focused on what is wrong, which we can all do. I'm determined not to sink into bitterness. While there are plenty of things in life to be justifiably annoyed, angry, or hurt at, it doesn't mean that I should completely ignore all that is beautiful, good, and touching. I want my soul to shine with an overflowing love, and practicing gratitude is one of the best ways I know to do it. R.J. Ryan. If the only prayer you say in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice. The great medieval Christian mystic, Meister Eckhart. Let me say that again. It's kind of hard to believe, but maybe it's true. If the only prayer you say in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice. I saw on CBS Sunday Morning last week about a trumpet guy, one of the great trumpet players in the world who somehow connected online, Skyping, a guy in Afghanistan, a young man who wanted to be a trumpeter. And he taught this guy, they had the Skyping. This went on for a couple of years. And finally, this man, I think he lives in New York, was able to raise money to bring this young man over to school, this wonderful artist school. And they met in flesh, in person, for the first time in the course of CBS was filming all this. It was just moved me to tears. But this young man, the way he was holding, giving thanks for this guy, basically saved his life and has given him a career opportunity, all this stuff. This young man said two words, my friends, two words. Thank you. You could see him as he was holding on to this man who had done so much for him. He had two words. Thank you. Yeah. Gratitude is a flashlight, or like a flashlight. If you go out in your yard at night and turn on a flashlight, you suddenly see what's there. It was always there, but you couldn't see it in the dark. Donna Markova. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame in us. Albert Schweitzer. Wow. Who has lighted or rekindled the light in your heart by being positive, a positive life force? Can you think of something more important than being present to another as a comforting, calming force? Even if you don't feel everything you say, they don't know that. There are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Who said that? No one less than Albert Einstein. And this I'm going to tell you who said it first, because it really moves me. One of a marvelous writer, Louis Smedes, he wrote this after he almost died. So this is one of those, in my years in the parish, I've seen it sometimes where someone was near death and came back, and the gratitude that they're filled with to be alive is, it's just wonderful. It's catching. Here's what he said. It was then I learned that gratitude is the best feeling I would ever have. The ultimate joy of living. It was better than sex, better than winning the lottery, better than watching your daughter graduate from college, better and deeper than any other feeling. It is perhaps the genesis of all other really good feelings in the human experience. Wow. And next, as I express my gratitude, I become more deeply aware of it. And the greater my awareness, the greater my need to express it. What happens here is a spiraling ascent, a process of growth in ever-expanding circles around a steady center. Brother David Steindl Rast. And I like this one. If you haven't got all the things you want, be grateful for the things you don't have that you don't want. Let's say that again. If you haven't got all the things you want, be grateful for the things you don't have that you don't want. And finally, from C.S. Lewis, it seems to me that we often almost sulkily reject the good that God offers us because at that moment we expected some other good. That's something to chew on a while. It seems to me that often, almost sulkily, we reject the good that God offers us because at that moment we expected some other good. Okay, so why give thanks? Why be grateful? I remember some time ago, overhearing a woman talking to her son, who was very ungrateful about the things that had gone wrong with his life. And I tell you, some things had gone wrong with his life. And his mother was trying to say, listen, do you realize that all the reasons to be grateful? He said, what? She said, well, you have a roof over you. You can walk. You can get fresh water out of the tap. And she went on with these things that we don't even think about. And his face did change. Wow. Okay, so some reasons. Being alive. Being at all. The life and gifts of Jesus Christ. The Holy Eucharist. The presence of God. The gifts of God's love. Prayer. In all of its forms, the invitation to pray to God, to communicate with God, salvation, the gifts of the Spirit, along with the gifts of faith and hope and love, the fruit of the Spirit that comes automatically when the Spirit draws near to us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Wow. Relationships. Past as well as present. Health. The things that are still working well in you. Past as well as present. Future. Your eternal well-being in Christ, which is salvation. Memories, which no one can take from you. You know, even things like college degrees. I was talking to someone this last week who's in yet another program, and I said to her, well, you know, the best news is once you get it, no one can ever take it from you. Same thing with memories and life experiences. Nature, the glory of nature, pets, food, drink, pleasure and the body which makes it possible, the miracle of your own body. Do you demand that your hand scratch your nose? It does it because it's there for you. Art, music, books, literature. If not for the pain we have, then for the good that comes from the pain. Pain is the crackling of the shell that surrounds your understanding, Khalil Gibran wrote. Good comes from it. Very, very briefly. Okay, what are some of the things that make giving thanks difficult? First of all, it's easier to believe the bad than the good, to look for the negative before the positive. You know, we may hope for the best, but we tend to prepare for the worst, and then start looking for it, as if inviting it in, because we're ready for it. We're all clammed up and protective. Not getting what you want and are prayed for. We focus on what we don't have rather than what we do. Now, just if you get nothing else out of these words, get this. For Abraham Maslow, we tend to overvalue what we don't have and undervalue what we have. We tend to overvalue what we don't have and undervalue what we do. Wow. Not acceptance of our current life situation. Here we're gazing at what we have that we absolutely do not want, such as a failure in a relationship, okay, vocation, rejection, diseases. Or we think that one thing is all that our life is composed of. You know, I've worked with teenagers who were suicidal because they got a rejection. Like their whole life was going to be defined by that one thing. And saying, no, you're only a kid. You're only 17. You have so much to live for. You'll move past this. Then we have elements of unforgiveness, resentment, grief that we have to resolve, guilt that we need to face. Depression can do it, the pit, the despair, the helplessness, hopelessness. You can get help for that. We may need medication for a time and a friend, someone to talk with. Dashed expectations. Been there, done that. One time the Lord said to me four words that changed my life. This is a long time ago, but I give it to you. Expect less, accept more. Expect less, accept more. Relationships go awry when you either don't get what you expected or what you get you didn't expect. And then there's the negativity around us. My gosh, we catch it like the common cold. I just don't want to be around negative people anymore. That's just, you know, the way it is. Yeah. In the last couple of minutes, let me tell you scientifically some of the positive effects of gratitude. there's a whole movement out led by psychologists like Robert Emmons, University of California, Davis, and Michael McCullough, that are focused on what they call it positive psychology. It's a field of gratitude. What good things come from gratitude? In an experimental comparison, people who kept, for example, gratitude journals on a weekly basis experienced more regularly, exercised more regularly, reported fewer physical symptoms, felt better about their lives as a whole, were more optimistic about the upcoming week compared with those who recorded hassles or neutral life events. Participant who kept gratitude lists, and I've told that people, please, just make a list of what you're grateful for, who have that, have higher levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, and energy compared with those who focus on what? On the things that bring you down, hassles, whatever it is. What about the effect on your heart of gratitude? Researchers have found that when we think about someone or something we really appreciate and experience the feeling that goes with the thought, our wonderful parasympathetic calming branch of our autonomic nervous system is triggered. Now, this pattern bestows a protective effect on the heart. The electromagnetic heart patterns of volunteers who were tested became more ordered, calmer, coherent, and therefore meaningful when they activated feelings of appreciation. The more we pause to appreciate and show caring, compassion, the more order and coherence we feel internally. When our hearts are in this, what they call internal coherent state, meaning that calm sense that, you know, things are as they should be. Isn't that great? Studies suggest that we enjoy the capacity to be more peaceful, calm, yet retain the ability to respond appropriately to, you know, stress, whatever comes. And there's an increase in serotonin. There's so much, folks, I don't have the time to go into all of it, but gratitude can be a total body experience and beyond, meaning the deepest and widest gratitude comes from the soul, and that part of the brain, this, by the way, the amygdala, that registers soul experiences can really make an enormous difference in your life. So when you look at sunsets, at the changing of the leaves now, the night sky, adorable children walking by smiling at you. Our souls can sing and our bodies become suffused with streams of dopamine and serotonin, the gifts of gratitude. You feel better. Gratitude and appreciation on a regular basis helps our whole being. Okay, here's my final recommendations. Go ahead, start a gratitude journal daily, writing even one thing that you're grateful for that day, and keep track of it, because you can look over weeks or months and think, wow, you know, it's good. I really got a lot to give thanks for. Practice giving thanks and attending to the reasons for gratitude that I read from Philippians 4:9. Kind of spend time with that scripture this week, would you? Practice expressing gratitude and saying thank you at every reasonable opportunity, regardless of whether you feel it. Smile and say thank you. And just watch how that impacts on people who may not have anyone say thank you. And note the positive impact on your life and health and relationships and sense of well-being of giving thanks. For heaven's sakes, stop focusing on what you don't have and start focusing and giving thanks for what you do, because you'll always have enough. Now, if you would like to hear this show or have some friends or family listen to the show, I will be putting it on my website later this morning, which is drhalgreen.com, drhalgreen.com. Or if you would please write me anything, questions about God, just give me an email, drhalgreen@gmail.com, drhalgreen@gmail.com. My friends, be positive and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. And God bless you.